FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Public Works Minister has told Parliament more than 70% of infrastructure projects in the country have hit snags. Dean McPherson says out of 206 infrastructure projects overseen by the department, 164 are experiencing delays for a number of reasons.
These projects are critical to many communities across the country, yet they remain incomplete. These delays impact essential services, public safety, and community well-being, from homes and police stations to correctional facilities and hospitals. The financial toll alone is substantial, with an estimated 1.3 billion rand already invested in projects in this financial year that are yet to reach completion.
But some MPs have criticised the minister's remarks as being proof of government's failure to meet people's needs. Here's EFF's Mazwi Blose.
This is a department that actively exacerbates the suffering of the South African people, the very people it's meant to serve. The Department of Public Works is gripped by internal power struggles. There's no cohesive vision. There's no unified approach.
The MK Party's Visvan Reddy has accused McPherson of misleading citizens.
The minister may speak of cost containment and budget constraints, but let us be clear, lack of money should never be an excuse for failing to build schools, hospitals and police stations for our people.
The department is expected to address the project delays in the National Construction Summit taking place next Tuesday at the Durban ICC. The Competition Tribunal has given the Cancer Alliance the green light to participate in a case involving Swiss healthcare company Roche. The pharmaceutical giant and its subsidiaries are being challenged over the alleged excessive pricing of breast cancer medicine. The drug, trastuzumab, is sold in both public and private healthcare sectors in South Africa. It's used to treat breast cancers known as HER2 positive. In its complaint referral, the Commission accuses Roche of breaking competition laws. It argues the high prices violate basic human rights and deny cancer victims access to life-saving treatment. The Cancer Alliance is expected to make submissions on what it says is the harm suffered by both public and private sector patients in not having affordable access to the drug. Roche has previously said it had been in negotiations with the Department of Health to improve equitable access to the drug by offering a significantly reduced and cost-effective treatment option for patients. And Apple is being sued for nearly 70 billion rand by a consumer rights group accusing it of ripping off consumers by forcing them to save data in its iCloud service, which also alleges it overcharges people to use its storage system. Sky's science and technology reporter Mickey Carroll says the firm may have to compensate customers if it loses.
Which really wants to make sure that this isn't just a payout for UK customers, it's also a change for everyone using iOS to make sure that they have more freedom in how they use their devices and also more freedom in where they want to spend their money.
Apple says it will vigorously defend itself. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. England have named their side for their showdown with the Springboks at Twickenham on Saturday. Rory McIlroy shares the lead at the DP World Tour Championship after a first round 5-under par. And Taylor Fritz and Alex de Minaur are going to three sets at the ATP Finals.